Bonds. That was a pretty hectic Kieran final. You know, I mean, it was there was so much horsepower in there. It felt like a world championship final, actually, you know, with Hersini and Jussain and obviously Hugo and Puerta in there. So sometimes it's a lottery, that event. I didn't always like the positioning. But, you know, at the end of the day, we come away with the bronze. And, you know, Hugo's had a tremendous run this Pan America Games. Great to see our gals out there battling. And I was pretty, not nervous per se, but anticipatory of the gals going. You know, I'm glad everyone stayed upright, but a good hard-fought battle by the gals. And I'm exhausted. You know, what an incredible week for us. But, wow, I mean, it's just been an intense, amazing experience.
No, Canada has now broken the past record of number of medals accumulated for cycling.
Well, that's good news. Breaking that record is very, very good news. You know, again, we can look at it from two points of view. You know, our own programs, you know, the sprint program, the endurance program, road program, MTB, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in this together and everyone's making a contribution. And I felt as good about the Team Pursuit guys, you know, getting that bronze medal tonight and how hard they fought for it and the emotion I saw in our riders, you know, as much as, you know, a sprint program rider getting one of the gold medals this week. So, you know, it's an amazing organization to work for. Cycling Canada has just been absolutely fabulous. Probably the best experience I've had in my 30 years in this sport, being part of this organization. So, you know, with this facility here, with the athletes and staff we have on board, you know, again, the old game changer, you know, that's in place right now. I expect a lot of good things in the future. Listen, I'm a proud Hamiltonian at this point. I really enjoy living here. All good. We'll see.
Hugo, though, like, started off with the fall, the relegation, all he went through. Is it amazing that he was able to hold it all together?
Nah, it's sprint cycling. You know, I wouldn't be sprinting without some drama. I mean, it's exciting stuff. So, you know, why not throw a few falls and, you know, some chicanery into the mix? It's, you know, it's just been a wild experience. I will say, though, kudos to him for his resolve in being able to pick himself up a couple of times. Listen, things happen. You have multiple rounds in this sport. You know, sometimes you go down, you get flat tires. I mean, you know, you get a call against you. And you know, it's that resiliency and being able to bounce back. You know, in his case, qualified first, had to come back through the repechage round. Suddenly he's the seventh seed. You know, so at that point, actually, it would have been the eighth seed. And, you know, so he's in a difficult position, having to then race the second, third, and fourth fastest guys to get that gold medal, as we saw in the sprint. So, you know, again, kudos to him for a job very well done. He's had a long week, but you know what? All my guys and gals are fit, you know, fitter than anyone else out here, I think. And we were able to show that through, you know, a good, hard-fought 4 days of racing.
Aaron, what do you think this means heading towards Rio?
Boy, I might need a night to sleep on that one. But, again, I look at how far we've come in 6 months, how far we've come in the last year. The incredible athletes we have on board. Again, having this facility to work out of, you know, our daily training environment will be second to none. And we have the talent and the horsepower and the resolve to someday be Olympic and world champions. Can we say in Rio? I don't know yet. But you know what? I'm confident that we're going to get there with the full squad. And we're going to do whatever it takes to be as competitive as we could become that day. Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Congratulations.
You said that's Aaron.
Hartwell.
Okay.